And so I'll never forget, I left that night, and we're just renting it, and I flew to New York City. And I was doing a program there for the Whole Life Expo. And I got up, and up until that time, I'd always done well in every area except financial, because I wanted everybody to love me. Because I noticed when you succeeded, people didn't love you so much, they judged you. But if you could just do well enough to be okay and give everything to everybody else, then they'll still love you, right? Because you're not more significant than they are. But at this point, I decided, God, you know, it's incongruent to be spiritually abundant and emotionally abundant and physically abundant and not be financially abundant, you know? So I got up and I did this talk, and I talked about how I've had this breakthrough and how you really got to do this for yourself. It's not a rationalization. You can't, you know, expect to give abundance to others and not give it to yourself. And I said, by the way, I just bought this castle. I didn't say rented for 6 months. I said bought. Life magazine was there. The New York Times was there covering me at the time. My same partner, business manager, lawyer, has another drive with me. He said, it's over. Your career is over. They're going to call you a liar, a charlatan, blah, 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 blah. And I said, I really say that? I said, that's because I decided I'm going to own that place. He said, Tony, it's not even for sale, and you don't have that kind of money, and you don't have any credit. I said, that's mere inconvenience. I'm buying the place. I said, I'm telling you, I visualize, I've seen it, I own it, I've lived in it, I walked through it, I am not going to leave that place. I said, to me, this is my way of showing myself that I can take the invisible and make it visible. I know I can do that physically and emotionally and spiritually, but I got to do it in a material way as well. And he looked at me and he said, you're insane. I said, call the guy and find out how to buy it with no money down. He goes, it's not for sale. I said, everything's for sale. Like I was just this great businessman at this stage of my life, right? So he calls the guy, and the guy says, I can't even believe you called me. He said, yesterday I decided I want to sell this, but I want to sell it in the next 2 weeks. This was near Christmas time. He said, before the first of the year, because I'd have to pay the taxes, and I don't want to pay the taxes on the place. He said, I'm divorced now. I've been living in the place by myself. I want to sell it. $2 million, right? And so he tried to do this no money down deal, and the guy just laughed. So he came back to me and said, $2 million, and I just freaked, right? So I came home. I'm renting the place at this point. I came home, and the first day I'm home, he's showing the property to a person who drives up with three different Rolls Royces, a Saudi Arabian prince and all his girlfriends or wives or whatever they were. I freak. I'm thinking to myself, all's fair in love, war, and keeping your house. So when this Saudi Arabian guy comes in, I'm thinking he probably has better credit than I have. So I watch him come in, and as they start to wind up the big stairway and the turret, I thought, what can I do? What can I do? So there was a dungeon door, and I opened the dungeon door. I looked down, and I yelled in the living room, have you done anything about those rats? There could have been rats there. I didn't know. And so this one woman heard this, and she freaked out. She went scurrying up, and you could hear the conversation echoing down from the third story, right? And all of a sudden, you hear the prince guy say, do you have rodents? And the guy who was owned the house was, what would you guess? What was his primary drive? Connection? Certainty, which one would you guess? Significance, right? So he's like, what are you doing? You questioning me? You think just because you're a prince you can question me? This is my castle. And they had this fight, and I was like, and so the prince came down, the wives came down, they got in the Rolls Royce and went off in a huff, and he was like, good riddance, you know, and he went through this whole thing. I said, God, those guys were jerks, weren't they? Because he thinks just because he's a prince, he's going to tell me what to do. No, 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 that's my castle. No, no, no. And I said, well, you know, why don't you come up with me to the top of the turret? Because I knew that was his favorite place. Come out and you get on top and you look out across the ocean, you know. So we went up there and I said, listen. I said, if you sold this house to a guy like that, I said, think how irritating that'd be. Plus, you'd never be able to come back here. Of course, if you sold it to me, you know me. I'd be your friend. You could come by. You could come visit. You could feel like it was still home. He said, Tony, I saw your deal. No money down. He said, get lost. You have no credit, no anything. I said, but I have a future. He said, no, no, I can't do that. I said, well, you don't need the money now anyway. You need the money when you need it. And it's secure in the house. And you don't want to pay the taxes. And I could do it now. He said, no way. I said, well, look down there. And look down. You could see all the front yard, about 3 acres, and this big fence. I said, imagine you're on the other side of that gate. I said, because if you sold somebody else, that's where you'll be from now on. He said, don't you try to NLP me. Because he'd been to one of my classes. I said, I'm not NLPing you. I'm telling you the truth, aren't I? And then I used every embedded command I possibly could. You know, I walked him down, put more in his head, right? So then he left. He goes, I don't think so. I'll think about it. I said, okay, well, you know, just, you know, dream about it. And he called me 5 days later, 5 days before Christmas. Called me on the phone. He said, listen, the guy who made the offer did not show up on time. I am a stickler on time. He said, I have done my homework on you. I know you've saved $40,000 to your name. If you'll give me every penny you have, I'll know you're committed. And if you're on time, you have 20 minutes to buy this home. I was on time for the first time in my life. I wrote him a check for $40. I did. I wrote it for $40. He goes, I need some more zeros on this. I was shaking like crazy. He wrote up a land contract. I wasn't sophisticated. I had no idea what that meant. He wrote it up so that I made payments of $14,000 a month, interest only. No principal reduction. And then every 3 months, I had to come up with $100,000 over a two-year period. And the last time, I had to come up with $500,000. I was making $38,000 a year. And I signed the deal and gave him the only $40,000 I had saved in 2 years. I came home, and for some reason, my soon-to-be wife was upset with me. I can't understand. She's like, you're insane. And I said, you don't understand. I'm going to make this happen. And the next year, I made $1 million instead of $38,000. He sold me the house knowing he was going to take it back from me, thinking he wouldn't have to pay the taxes. He'd get to keep my $40,000. He was a shyster. It destroyed him when he couldn't get it back. And I got it. And from then on, I never looked back. And now I don't do that anymore. I don't talk about it verbally because I'm a public figure and it wouldn't work real well. So I've had to learn, you know, 15 years ago, I learned to keep my mouth shut. But I still think of it with the same level of certainty, whatever it is, no matter what it is, no matter what size or scope it is. You know, I didn't say it till after it was done, but I knew I was going to make at least $300 million this next year. And I did. I made $400 million in my stock. I decided I was going to do that. And I had no possibility of it the year before. I wanted to get one-third the way to a billion based on some of the goals I have long-term. So it's what I want to do in society, not for toys. I got the toys, the islands and the planes and fun things like that. But to do the things that I want to do in society would take a big hit. So I started thinking, how am I going to do that? And bam,